The lads are in good shape and pretty much everybody fit. You know, they've worked hard in training. The atmosphere seems good around the place, so we're ready to play.
How important was the good news about Shay Adams' red card being rescinded?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a harsh decision. You know, there was no doubt about that in my mind. So I'd be the first to condemn him if he jumped in and was a leg-breaking tackle or something. You know, I wouldn't stand for that. But I thought it was a wrong decision, and I'm pleased that he got rescinded.
And in terms of the balance of the team, he's been an important player for you as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's a player with real potential in all honesty. He's powerful, quick. You know, he's got a lot to offer. He's only a boy still, learning the game, needs to learn the game. But he's got all the attributes to be a good player.
There's a feeling that what you and the coaches have done on the training ground is to simplify things over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think so. We have, we've tried not to complicate the game too much and play to our strengths, and I think we've done that. So we've got to continue doing that the weekend. It'll be a tough game at Bristol. I mean, it's a difficult place to go. It'll be a full house there, biggest crowd of the season I think they've had. And obviously everybody wants to win the last game of the season when you're at home. You want to send your fans away happy, so they're going to be up for the game, but certainly we will be as well.
Straight after the game last weekend, you made the point that you have to set out to win the game and not rely on anything else.
No, a draw is no good, really. I mean, a draw is, you might as well lose as draw. A point makes no difference either way, whatever happens. It's not going to, can't change anything, because we're 2 points clear, worst goal difference. If they win their games and we draw, it's no good. So it's a win, really. Is win or bust is how it is, really.
I mean, do you ask your players to get out on the front foot in the first 15-20 minutes?
Well, I think different to any game. You can't say we've got to go to a win right in the first week. I mean, you settle into the game and play the game and you see how the game takes you, really. But certainly as the game wears on, we know we've got to try to get a win to be certain of staying up.
Final one from me. You're not going to get any favours clearly down there. No. They've got the biggest crowd they've had for the best part of 40 years.
Yeah. Oh no, there'll be no. They're very. It's a good footballing city, Bristol. Actually, I mean, it's they love their football there and all their sports, the rugby and everything else in that part of the country. So. No, they'll be at it. They're playing well at the moment. They went to Brighton and won last week, and people say, "Oh, Brighton maybe took their foot off the pedal." Well, I don't. When you're looking to win a league title, you don't take your foot off the pedal, because Brighton, I'm sure Chrissy Houghton wanted to win the be crowned champion. Same as the players, they want the medals for finishing first. Second's great, but first is better. So, no, Bristol went there and did a job on them last week. They beat Huddersfield 4-0 at home a few weeks ago. They've suddenly struck form with a vengeance, so it'd be a tough game.
So you won't be fooled by their manager saying he's going to put some of the youngsters in and see what they're all about?
No, I don't think he'll play any kids, no. I think he might put one or two on the bench, but I don't see him. I think he'll start probably the same team that started last week.
What's the mood been like since last week's win?
Good. No, they've been good. They've been great. They're not a minute's problem, I'll be honest. I haven't sort of looked round and thought, oh, I don't like the look of him. You would normally get one or two, don't you? You think, well, we're not quite with you. But no, all their attitudes have been fantastic, really. And they're all desperate to get a result.
What's going to be the sort of things you're saying to them, the final things you say before this game?
Well, I think we've got to have clear, we don't want another red card, that's for sure. I mean, we've had two in two games. Like one was rescinded, and quite rightly so. But we've got to make sure that we go out, we're aggressive, we're competitive, but we're not going to do anything silly and go down and play with 10 men for, half a game or whatever. So that's important. But I think we know the importance of it. But you don't want to hold too much pressure on either. You don't want to go out and be fearful. Oh my God, if it goes wrong, what's going to happen? They've got to go out and play and work and do the things they've been doing the last two games.
The overwhelming feeling of the fans is they want you to stay whatever happens. What about you? Well, I know you've got a game to play, but what about you?
Well, I think it depends what happens the weekend, really, And, I really ain't thinking no further than Sunday, My life is silly, really, but you get so wrapped up in it, don't it? My whole life revolves around what happens on Sunday. I'll be very high or very low come Sunday night, so let's hope I'm very, I'm up. And it's up to, I haven't spoke to anybody. I was had no dialogue with anybody about the future or even this with what's gone on in the last 2 weeks. To be honest, I really haven't spoke to anybody. So I'll wait and see what happens.
So it seems to me though that this club, even after 3 weeks, has got a little bit under your skin.
Well, it's good. Yeah, I mean, I've enjoyed it. It's been great. The people here have just been fantastic. You know, you see 28,000 people turning up. It tells you, you know, everything about the club as well. So. No, let's hope, you know, we get a victory on Sunday and then we can see where we go.
Harry, does it bother you that you haven't heard many of the kingmakers at the club?
No, I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's a good thing, isn't it? Some chairman on the phone every minute of the day wanting to pick the team. And that, I mean, I'd much rather have it like it is, to be fair, you know. But I'm sure I'll be in contact with whoever, once the season's over, I'm sure that I'll get to speak to the people involved, you know, but at the moment I just haven't had any contact really, but I'm sure we will. And as I say, I do think sometimes, you know, there are a lot of chairmen about nowadays who make managing a football team very difficult because they think they know better and they really want to pick the team and everything else that goes with it. So I think you'll ever, you know, be quite lucky here at Birmingham, really.
It's hands off of the vengeance, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd rather have it that way than having somebody, you know, come into the training ground, want to tell you to want to pick the team. I know that does go on a little bit in football these days.
Once it happens, though, and let's say you keep Birmingham up, they're bound to want you. Now, with your experience, Harry, getting it all tied down and getting the assurances that you want, that could take weeks, couldn't it? Because it's not an immediate decision you can make, given your circumstances.
Well, I think whoever comes in, you know, has got to know where the club's looking to go. I mean, you know, they've got... When they can sell 28,000 tickets, they've got good fan base, great fan base. The club's got to have a direction to go in. Are we going to improve the team next year? Are we going to bring a few players in? You know, what's the plans for the, you know, for the future, basically? And I think you need to know that. They say, no, you've got to go with the same players and, you know, it's going to be another slog or whatever. Then it's difficult. But I think all them things you have to sit down and talk about.
Could take some time, though, that.
I don't tend to take any time, me parcel. I just make rash. I make a decision very quickly. I do. I mean, so I don't know how long it would take. Really, it would. It depends. If, as I say, if the club's ambitious and want to go places, then there'll be plenty of people who want this job anyway. That's for sure.
You'll obviously talk to Sandra, your wife, about it.
Absolutely.
That could take some time.
No, that won't take 2 minutes. She does whatever I want to do. She's happy with. Really, she's not a problem. So.
Do you find yourself thinking, Harry, what's a club like Birmingham City, with the fan base you mentioned, what are they doing down there near the trapdoor that could take them to the third tier, having been close to it only 3 years ago under Lee Clark? Mm.
Well, the thing is, you know, it's when you look at the three teams that are scrapping away this week, Blackburn Rovers, you know, who were Premier League champions, Nottingham Forest, who had... European Cup winners, you know, in the past, two European champions, and Birmingham. I mean, we're talking about big clubs here, so no one's too big to go. Someone's going to go, and it's going to be a big club.
You like to simplify matters once a game starts. Will you still stand back a little bit and let Steve Cottrell do the shouting and the rah-rah-rah?
No, not really. No, I stand up on the touchline. I think, you know, I mean, Steve's been great on the training ground. He's worked hard with the players, you know. Come Saturday or Sunday, you know, I don't mind him getting up and having his, you know, putting his opinion, having his say. We're all in it together and I've got so much time for him, you know, but... No, I shall be stood on the touchline.
Give us an example of how much it means to you, how much you enjoy that during a match, standing there working it all out tactically. Is that the sort of buzz that we can't comprehend and you've missed so much when you've not been at a club?
Yeah, I think so. I think when, you know, you dream about all different scenarios the night before a game. You know, what if we're winning, you know, 2-1 with 15 minutes to go? Would I put him on and would I change it and would I go to play 5 across midfield or would I... So, yeah, all them things are coming in your mind all the time, and especially this week is going to be unique because I'm sure we're going to be getting the scores from the other games anyway. So
I was going to say, do you want to know them?
Yeah, really. I think, you know, as I say, the only thing is we've got to win anyway. I mean, a point is no use. You might as well lose as draw because it doesn't make any difference to the outcome of the positions in the league. So 3 points is the only thing that can really help us, you know. So... You're going to have to go for it, whatever happens. You know, if 20 minutes to go, whatever. If we're drawing, you still got to go and throw caution to the wind.
And you-